Exciting Trains with Rob Hakimian.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
I'm quite excited about that.
Well, we're getting a prop one now. I'm going to work all next week.
Now that DeSalle has a MacBook, he's like a pro technical dude.
It's quite cool. It seems to hark back to the sort of clam-shaped books of the mid-90s,
but less toy-looking.
I'm surprised he went for a white one and not a black one.
It only comes in white now.
But it don't matter if you're black or white.
Oh, in the famous old words of Michael Jackson.
May God.
It's more noticeable as well, Swipe. And let's face it, that's the only reason I got a MacBook.
Just to get noticed. Anyway.
So you are listening to Tim Trains, and it's a brand new show. It's a new show for the new year.
And the new decade.
Yes.
And let me introduce the first song of the new decade. That was Dramamine by Modest Mouse, first track from This Is a Long Drive for Someone with Nothing to Think About. I saw Modest Mouse twice last month, and they played that both times I saw them, and it was one of the best tracks both times. And yeah, they were amazing live. If they come back this year, you should go see them.
Definitely.
You're in the States, they'll probably be touring there. So go see them.
Who's listening in the States?
Who knows? The tracks of this train go everywhere. They go all over.
Well, perhaps we should read out our mission statement.
This is Tim Trains. Get on board for the... Damn it, you always catch me off guard with that.
Well, we need to have it on the wall. While he's finding out, I can just read out how you can contact us. Text RARE and your message to 60300. Email us at studio@rarefm.co.uk or leave a message at the website www.rarefm.co.uk.
Yes, this is Tim Trains. Get on board with bands on the move, new and old, for a one-way ticket to the next musical platform.
It's magical.
And I think on that
thanks
note,
to Tom Allen.
Thank
for
you
that.
To Tom Allen.
I think on that note, we should announce that the blog is finally up and running again.
Yes, but we have no old blog entries, do we?
We've got a few, like the really old ones.
Well, we'll get on that. And if you'd like us to write about anything, is anyone listening? So, you know,
I'm gonna do a blog of my top 10 favorite cheeses. So, if you want to recommend me some cheeses that might make my top 10.
I also made a short list of my top 5 favorite lesbians yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Sandy
Totsvig, Dusty Springfield, Pussy
Galore. She's a lesbian.
Yeah,
really.
She's a famous
Darcy
lesbian.
Bustle.
She's into lesbian. She's married to a hunk in Australia.
I've heard rumours.
Hello, maybe she's just experimental. Anyway, the point.
Have you written a little bit about why they're your favourite?
No, hang on. Pussy Galore.
Wait, stop. If you're not writing about why they're your favourite, then don't read it out because no one will visit the site.
I haven't written a blog entry. This is just something I've compiled in my head for my own delectation.
Well. Okay, go on then. Finish off.
Pussy Galore, Dusty Springfield, Penelope Cruz, Sandy Totsvig.
Penelope Cruz?
Yes. And
Penelope Cruz?
I'm struggling with number.
A lot of my dreams.
Number 5.
Email in.
If you can think of a fifth lesbian.
Jermaine Greer? She's probably a lesbian.
Probably. Anyway, let's... email in at studio@rfm.co.uk. New track, I think.
Yes, it's my track, and, well, as you've noticed, I'm pretty sure wherever you are in the world, you'll notice that it's pretty much snowing right now.
No, if someone in Australia is listening.
Yeah, well, we don't have any.
Darcy Bustle's husband.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Link back.
I'm sorry, by the way, Darcy Bustle's husband, if I offended you in some way. But
he's almost undoubtedly listening.
Yeah, it's... Well, up here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's pretty damn freezing, and so I've dedicated all my songs to the cold and the winter, and this is my first song, Baby It's Cold Outside, Ray Charles and Nina Simone.
I wish I knew how spare. I ought to say no, 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 sir. At least I'm gonna say that I tried. I really can't stay. Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go. The answer is no. The welcome has been so nice and warm. My sister will be suspicious. My brother will be there at the door. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. Well, maybe just a cigarette more. I've got to go home. Say, lend me your comb. You've really been grand. But don't you see? To be tough tomorrow. At least there will be plenty implied. I really can't stay. Ah, but it's cold.
You're listening to Tin Trains, scientifically proven to increase male potency.
What exactly is male potency?
I hadn't quite thought that through. Can we just move on?
Maybe you should ask me.
Oh, yes. Because we are talking about things medical.
Yeah.
And the chaos out on the roads.
Because it is cold outside.
It is cold outside.
Horrible outside.
Mm.
Well, it's getting slightly better today. Whatever happened to the snow that came for one day and then buzzed off? I always like that kind of snow, but this one's just sticking around like a bad smell.
Well, I read last night on BBC Weather that it was going to snow all day today, and I woke up very disappointed that it hadn't snowed.
I was overjoyed, because the snow is dangerous, you know?
The snow is dangerous, and you may fall, you may break your arm, as some of our friends did.
And family.
My grandmother did it. It's healing that. It was I believe to sell the term as a colic fracture.
Wow.
I couldn't say for sure.
Wow. I looked that one up.
But I think she's healing up nicely.
We'd like to hear some get well soon emails.
Yes, and you know,
for Ollie's grandmother.
Thank you. And if there are any problems of a medical nature,
yeah, ask me.
Ask Desal, our resident medic.
And Dream Analyzer, if you've got
and
a dream.
And Dream Analyzer.
Yeah.
So the snow does cause accidents. You might need a doctor.
You might need a doctor.
Or a wombat. A medically qualified wombat. Now, this is what I like to call a very thorough link, covering both artist and track name.
But the wombat one didn't work at all.
Yeah.
No. But perhaps you could picture a wombat in a white coat with a stethoscope.
Wombat doctor for other wombats.
A wombat doctor for other wombats, yes.
I more thoroughly could picture a nice fur coat made out of wombats.
How dare you?
You
bite your tongue.
How very dare you?
How very dare you? Right, so yeah, my next song is Dr. Susan Maddox, because it actually reminds me of an X-Men character, but I can't remember which one. So we're going to pop that on now, because I quite like them.
Lucy!
I think I clipped a little bit, unfortunately.
Crikey Moses.
It's hard to keep all the levels going with all these different technologies. That
the
was
Wombats, Dr. Susan Maddox.
It's positively
PhD.
Groovy.
It was. Are you impressed? It's quite groovy, isn't it? It's quite contemporary.
quite contemporary.
The artist isn't dead, so you know.
No. True.
It's a bonus.
Don't worry, we'll throw in some dead guys later.
Love the dead guys.
Love dead guys.
Music.
Quite. Perhaps while we're talking about the past. Like Janus, the god, or Janus, or Janus, the god for which this month is named, and also the name of the criminal organisation in the noted Bond film GoldenEye.
That's exactly what I was about to
say. Yeah. Today we have two faces, and we look both forward and back. So, with that in mind, shall we review 2009?
Yes. What was your highlight of 2009? Firstly, was winter your favourite month? Your favourite thing as usual?
Winter is my favourite season.
Was it your favourite season of 2009?
Yes.
It was? What was good about winter?
It was cold.
You like the cold?
I like the cold. I like being cosy inside. And I also liked familiarising myself with the film The Holiday, starring Jude Law, Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, and Jack Black.
Indeed.
Who, regardless of what party's given, cannot help but be Jack Black.
Yeah, I watched High Fidelity the other day. It's just Jack Black being Jack Black.
Genius.
Almost more so than ever. I think School of Rock is the most Jack Black, than High Fidelity. Mm. The Holiday's probably quite low down on his most Jack Blackness.
True. I didn't want to like it, but it was magical.
Yeah, I watched it very begrudgingly, and was thoroughly impressed.
It was tender.
I was surprised.
It was very tender, like a Christmas turkey.
Speaking of favourite movie of 2009?
I'm going to put myself out there.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to give you my favourite movie of 2009, which was Sherlock Holmes.
Really?
And I know that might be controversial, but I actually think it was quite a well put together, surprisingly.
I think you're lying.
What?
Did you like it more than Star Trek?
Oh God, Star Trek was 2009. Yes, I did.
You liked it more than Star Trek?
I'm gonna say yes.
Whoa.
Oh no, wait, The Men Who Stare at Goats was quite good.
Yeah.
We've just had a message.
Yes, but that's nothing to do with the radio show.
Are you sure it's not from Tim Gibbons?
It's not from Tim Gibbons.
So that was 2009 for me. DeSalle.
Me? Wow. Well, 2009 for me was a pretty awesome year.
Yeah.
Favourite film? Come on.
I'd have to say Star Trek.
Star Trek was good. Okay.
Just I love the fact that when we all just went down and watched it, and if anything, what perfected that film for me was Rob shouting out at the beginning of the film.
I did shout out a lot.
No, actually, can I say a film that I discovered in 2009 but hadn't seen before, but it's an old film?
Yeah.
Ealing Studios, Kind Hearts and Coronets, fantastic.
I really got to want to watch some Ealing Studios stuff. I've heard so much about it.
It's very groovy, with Alec Guinness playing lots of roles.
Guinness.
Yeah, and it's about this man who is essentially a murderer, and it's very dark and but very comedic. So I would recommend that.
Interesting. Well, my favourite film of 2009 was Let the Right One In, which was actually made in 2008, but I don't think it came out in this country until 2009. And I finished the book over the Christmas holidays. It's good.
Is it Swedish?
Yes, it is Swedish. Mm. And they're making a remake, a Hollywood one, which I'm not so keen on.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I also loved District 9 was good.
Mm.
And as far as favourite gigs of the year, I would say Sonic Youth, Radiohead at Reading, Harmony Rockets at ATP Festival, which was ATP Festival itself was one of my highlights in 2009. Yeah, and you can listen to our special podcast if you go to our Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/Gin Trains.
Oh!
Something like that.
Sorry. I'm excited about that. I don't know what a Mixcloud is. Could you explain it for...
You've not seen our Mixcloud page.
It's really good.
No, I have no idea what a Mixcloud is.
Well, it's our page where you can stream our shows, and it has the track list right there. No need for downloading.
Right.
It's good.
What were your highlights of 2009, listeners? Email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk. Text RARE on your message to 60300 or leave a message at our website at www.rarefm.co.uk.
Okay, I think that's enough thinking about the past. I think we should think about the future. And you know what? You know where's a good place to think about the future?
No, tell me.
The sea is a good place to think about the future, which is the name of the next song that I'm about to play by Los Campesinos.
I grabbed hold of her wrist and my hand closed from tip to tip. I said, you've taken the diet too far, you've got to let it slip. But she's not eating again, she's not eating again, she's not eating again, she's not eating again. I ask her to speak French and then I need her to translate. I get the feeling she makes the meaning more significant. She's always far too pretty for me to believe in a single word she said. Believe a word she said. At 14, her mother died in a routine operation from allergic reaction to a general anesthetic. Spent the rest of her teens experimenting with prescriptions in a futile attempt to know more than the doctors. Waiting for the tide
to drag it to the ocean, to another seashore.
This thing hurts like hell.
But what did you expect?
And all you can hear is the sound of your own heart. And all you can feel is your lungs blood and the blood course. All I can see, 500 years is there ahead of me, 500 behind, 1,000 years in perfect symmetry.
Right finger through all the sudden stakes on every video game's machine. They call her AAA. The racists on the radio trying to give up smoking. They chat your host, they joke you have to wait for the government program. Talk about your politics and I wonder if you could be one of them. But you could never kiss a Tory boy without wanting to cut off your tongue again.
A good place to look to the future is when you were sat in the sea with the sword up to your ankles and a view at the end of the pier. You may look down at your model's feet and wish that you just went away. And the weather here is overcast and the sea is the same shade of grey. So the landscape before you looks just like the edge of the world, but to the left side and the right side, either way it's a crazy golf course.
The sea is a good place to think of the future. And all you can hear is the sound of your own heart. And all you can feel is your lungs flood and the blood course. But all I can see for 100 years is ever ahead of me. For 100 behind, 1,000 years in perfect symmetry. 1,000 years, no getting rid of me. 1,000 years in perfect symmetry.
The sea is a good place to think of the future, by Los Campesinos. And we got an anonymous message in saying that was an epic song, which truly it was. And also that all of our sound is panned to the right, which is true. I forgot that the server is actually like on its last legs.
That's unfortunate. And for all our left-eared listeners, we apologise.
Yeah, it's not our fault that it's panned to the right. If you listen again on the download, I'll have corrected that for you. So...
splendid.
Very thoughtful.
And how can they download or gain access to the show?
They can go to our blog, and that directs them to all the various places.
Really?
TinTinsBlog.com.
Mixcloud, iTunes. We're on iTunes now.
Yeah, we're big on step. iTunes. Yeah. Or the Facebook group.
Greater Legality.
I'm excited. So we're looking forward to 2010 now, aren't we?
Yes. And as we discussed many movies before, as we shall discuss many movies again.
Why not?
I do love movies.
Lips bleeding.
The first movie of 2010 that I want to see is out, which is The Road.
Oh, God, not The Road. That's a man, a shopping trolley, his son, and a whole lot of misery.
Yeah, that's
the
my
book was so good.
Okay.
So good.
It's getting absolute rave reviews, but it looks a little depressing.
And sorry, it does. I'm all for Centurions 2, The Legend of Fritton's Gold.
That was out last year.
Oh, really?
That was terrible.
Is it still in cinemas? I really want to go see it.
I think it's still in cinemas. Sure. Do you want to see it for Sarah Harding? Is that one?
No.
Do you want to see it for a thingy out of Doctor Who?
Rupert Everett and Drac?
No. Oh, God. Okay.
Who's out of Doctor Who?
The one who was Doctor Who.
David Tennant, who, of course, now is regenerated in a really poorly written final episode by Russell T. Davies.
Really? What was poor about it?
I thought the regeneration
cliche,
was good.
Full of deus ex machina of device, cheap, unoriginal, apart from the last 10 minutes, which was palatable.
Which Ollie actually pretty much said on his Twitter, so you should follow him, twitter.com/OliverRowe.
I fully understand the cheesy ending. I appreciate it. You know, it's the end of an era.
It is. And the beginning of a new one with Matt Smith, a trifle too young, but, you know, good
he's,
enough.
He's actually, like, 20, 28
he's,
or something.
Isn't that depressing?
But he looks, our age. He looks 17, 18.
Yeah. And the controlling writer now, Stephen Moffat, who is very good.
I'm a bit uneasy about that.
Interesting. And a more attractive companion than previous ones, perhaps.
Yeah.
I think we should probably move on. I'm feeling slightly embarrassed and, you know...
geeky.
Yeah. Okay, so...
So we played the theme for the thing you're most excited about.
Well, I'm excited about Iron Man 2. Hit it!
What
okay, we'll do that again. Okay. I'm excited about Iron Man 2. Hit it! Hit it! Hit it good.
Tony Stark makes you feel he's a cool exec with a heart of steel.
And Iron Man, all just a play. He fights and fights with the culture race. A blazing armor.
Iron Man.
A blazing armor.
Yes, Iron Man 2 in the cinemas later this year with Scarlett Yo or Johansson?
Yo.
Johansson.
Is Iron Man 2 going to have a colon subtitle?
No, colons, no subtitles, just the digit 2.
Not 2.0?
Mickey Rourke. No, and 2.0, that annoys me. Like Die Hard 4.0, in case there was going to be a Die Hard 4.1, which I doubt.
I really hope they do.
Or Iron Man, Iron Manor. Like, Die Hard, Die Harder.
Die Harder, Die Hardest.
Was it Die Hardest? It was Die Again, wasn't it?
Yes.
Iron Man. Yeah. So what's the storyline?
Five that are only so many times you can die.
Yeah. But it gets harder every time.
It does. A lot harder. Yeah.
So what's the storyline of Iron Man 2?
Well, I actually have no idea. I just saw the trailer and it seemed exciting.
And Scarlett's the bad woman.
She plays a character called the Black Widow. Who's a sort of secret agent.
It's clad
in
leather. Cliche name. Come on, can they come up with something better?
Yeah, but it was a character invented when...
It wasn't such a cliche.
Yeah, it lends itself to...
It created the cliche.
It did. Trailblazing.
Trailblazing.
In fact, there was an interesting story, for those of you interested in such things, that the Jack Kirby family, the artist of X-Men and so forth, was trying to claim back some of their estate, because comics companies essentially hire characters from writers and artists, but they're going to lose, which is a shame, because presumably Marvel has excellent lawyers, and now all the ones from Disney.
Well, yeah. I know. Why did Marvel... I guess...
That was less interesting than I was hoping. If you've got any more interesting stories or a dream to be analysed, email in at studio@rfm.co.uk, text Rare and your message to 60300, or leave a message at the website, which you can do at www.rarefm.co.uk. And remember, every listener fit in trains is a vote against wanton discrimination in the workplace.
Is that a new slogan of ours?
It might be. Okay. We need a song. I think we need some music.
Desal, it's your choice.
My second song in my Cold playlist is dedicated
Cold
to...
Coldplay? I see what you've done there. Was that deliberate?
Yeah, no.
Okay. You thought about it, then he's like, wait a second, I don't want to make a pun on Coldplay.
No.
I was tempted to play some Coldplay,
it's a bit too obvious.
But, you know,
it is,
I don't particularly like them that much. But, no, this is the second part of my winter playlist. And this is dedicated to the fact I came back to uni on Monday and spent several nights alone in my bed in the cold. And yeah, this is the it's a cold light.
Like to back introduce that to Sal?
Yeah, that was Cold Light by Yeahs.
Back introduce. We've discussed that before, and I'm not sure it's the right term.
Back announce?
Back announce. That would perhaps make more sense.
Anyway, let's retro stop talking announce about technicalities.
Yes. Okay, well, we're fast running out of things to talk about here. Oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. We have several items lined up, the first of which is Sylvester Stallone and his talent, it seems, for, as well as knocking people's faces in.
And talking like a mug.
It's unfortunate.
I don't want to get mangled and embarrassed.
And he's in the studio today.
That's my impression of Sly Stallone.
Oh, Kirstie Young. Sly Stallone.
Oh.
They're all here.
Kirstie Young. Oh, that day, it was magical.
It was magical. Yes, he's an artist.
Apparently.
He works in his garage with his motorcycle. Doing various abstract pieces which have gained acclaim in LA. I'm
abstract
excited.
Expressionism, I'd call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Are you? I'm lying. We are running a bit thin, Rob. Let's be honest.
If these weren't by Sly Stallone, would you like them? Or do you like them despite them being looked by Sly?
Or because of?
I like them despite.
Interesting.
He's actually quite good.
I mean.
He's been doing it for 20 years. Odd, apparently. So
I think they're quite derivative, though, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
He does credit his influences. I forget, because I didn't read the article before we did
that's
this exactly item.
I'd say literally Basquiat just say and Kooning.
Yeah, okay. Excellent.
Do you know much about any of those artists, DeSalle?
Yeah.
There's
a cracking film, actually, about Basquiat, which I think people should watch. It stars David Bowie as Andy Warhol.
Really?
That is bizarre casting.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that film.
It's in the 80s.
What's it called?
Basquiat.
Basquiat. B-A-S-Q-U-E-T.
Q-U-I-A-T.
Oh. I'll check it out. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, you won't. I can see it in your face.
No. Yes, so I'd like to look ahead now, as we have been doing, but not culturally, but meteorologically.
Weather. Meteorologically.
Meteorologically, and I said that in a very strange way. Meteorology.
Okay,
meteorological.
Doesn't matter.
The point is that things are going to get warmer. I know it's cold outside, but we are looking ahead to orange-coloured skies.
We are.
And if you could play it now to make it a little smoother, that'd be great.
Well, I didn't know you were going to do that.
Well, you know, we're doing this on the hoof, and you're a pro.
Introduce it again.
Shall we just pretend you didn't hear that last bit, listeners? Just take your minds back 2 minutes. And we are looking ahead into orange-coloured skies.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-coloured sky,
flash, bam, alakazam,
wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-coloured view,
flash, bam, alakazam,
I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I spotted the shot I've been hitting.
This is it, IPA.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam.
Out of an orange colored sky. Watch out for flying glass. 'Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I
did it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Out
of an orange colored purple stripe, through the green polka dot sky. Alakazam and goodbye. Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
Dream analysis with DeSalt.
Welcome to Dream Analysis, listeners. Dream Analysis, listeners.
Analysis. You combine the two words. Yes. I think it's new for the new decade.
It's like shocked and appalled. Chapeau.
Like a chapeau. I'm chapeaued by your chapeau.
Oh, we amuse ourselves. Do we amuse you? Text your annual message to 60300. Leave a message at the website at rarefm.co.uk.
I feel we're going to get some abuse right now.
Maybe. Anyway, here's a dream from Tim Gibbons. Was it from Tim Gibbons?
It was from Gary Barlow.
No, it was from Gareth Campesinos, who we played earlier on the show.
Excellent. Rob, what was the dream?
The dream is a fairly simple one. He had a nightmare about puking up a second tongue.
Wow, puking's short but sweet. Okay, well, get right down to it. Puking up a second tongue. I guess that's more or less he's puking up something that has been hidden inside him. He's exposing something that's been hidden inside him. Something weird, something he's slightly ashamed of, but it's there. And but I think it's necessary. It's trying to get out, and it needs to get out. It's healthy for him to puke this up. And, you know, tongue, I think of taste, and maybe it's exploring a new dimension of his musical taste.
Maybe an inner voice that's trying to get out.
Oh. Ah, Rob comes in there with the real deep shit.
If you had a second tongue in your mouth, what would you use it for? Could it have an extra use?
You could just practice kissing.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, and I'm not sure you could.
I'm not sure you could.
You could pull it out with your thing a bit and kind of, you know,
No. It's not detachable. It's not like a Black and Decker drill bit.
Well, he managed to puke it up, so how is it not detachable?
Oh, right, he puked it out. Yeah. We need more information.
Then you wouldn't
put
a puke
in
that tongue. You wouldn't
we don't
back
have the data.
You could make it into a soup. Like oxtail.
Tongue soup.
Tongue soup.
Mm. Yeah, you can eat tongue.
I've heard tongue's really quite good, actually. You've apparently got to, like, peel off the layer of the taste buds and stuff, but good meat.
Good. Right. That's good to know. Anyway, that's the end of Dream Analysis.
Oh, shall we jingle out?
Yes.
Why not?
Does Sal have any final message for him?
Yeah, you're a bit of a weirdo.
Dream Analysis.
Indeed. Well, that was a nightmare, and nightmares have the potential to make you cry.
I'm sensing this is a link, Rob.
You're linky senses tingling.
What am I saying? It's not my first rodeo.
Not your first tango with the tunes of Rob.
It's the Hobnobs.
Okay.
Please email him, by the way.
Yeah, when you cry tears, but... In the case of Gareth Cantasunos, he wanted to know about what was causing him to tear. So in that case, he was chasing the tear. And the name of my next song is Chase the Tear by Portishead. Thank you. completely forgot that it ends like that, so it caught me off guard. That was Portishead, Chase the Tear, a song they released just before Christmas for Amnesty International. All proceeds go to Amnesty International. You can buy it from 7digital.com. We should give a shout out to our friend Robin, who's giving us both love and abuse on Twitter.
I didn't appreciate the abuse.
We love the love, though.
And she complimented Ollie's jingle for Dream Analysis, which Ollie.
Thank you, Robin.
And if you want to follow him on Twitter, he's at Oliver Ray, as I already mentioned.
Part of the Tin Trains crew.
Yeah, we've created a list where all Tin Trains contributors. I said that with rather strange emphasis.
And Chris
are listed.
Yes. Yeah, so if you go into any of our pages and look at what lists we're on, then you can find everyone in there who's cool. So follow everyone in the Tin Trains crew list if you know how to work Twitter.
I'm optimistic about our invasion of multiple media and our power as a broadcasting team. I think if we put our heads together, we could probably cure AIDS.
Really?
This year. Yeah.
Quite a big claim there.
I'm optimistic.
But I think we'd have to take time out of doing our radio show to do cure that, AIDS. So I'm not sure it's worth it.
But we'd come back with such power once we...
Yeah, we would get a lot of listeners. Yeah. If we cured AIDS and then at our acceptance speech for a Nobel Prize, we could say, listen to Tin Trains.
Yes.
And then we get shit ton of listeners.
Yeah, listen to Tin Trains, Nobel Prize.
After the first show, they'd probably be back down to about 10.
But it would be worth it for that one show. Mm. We can make it like a 4-hour show just to take advantage. It would be full of good tunes.
I'm excited. And speaking of Nobel Prizes, did anyone see the documentary on Barack Obama?
No, I did not.
Produced by Edward Norton. Yes, that's right, the actor.
From Fight Club.
Personal hero.
And I'm swept up in Obama-rama.
Obama-rama.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
No.
Well, then you're not swept up enough, my friend.
Truly. I follow NASA, because I thought it was a bit cool, but they tweet all the time, it's clouding my feed.
I hate those ones.
Yeah. Like the royal family as well.
Why would you want to follow them?
Yeah, just for interest. See what they're up to, you know. Okay.
I bet they don't tweet any of their interesting stuff. Dressing up as Nazi for party. Lol.
I think let's keep the energy high.
What's your song, DeSalle?
What's my song?
Is it your song or is it Ollie's song?
No, it's DeSalle's.
It's my song.
I've got a classic lined up, listeners, by the way. Sorry.
We've come back after the Christmas break and... I'm sure houses are always filthy for some reason. They always accumulate dirt, don't they? Over when you've left them for a while. At least my house, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, you mean right.
And I think I had to do actually quite a big clean-up. I had to sort the recycling out, tidy things. Yeah, that's essentially it.
Spring cleaning? Oh, we're not in spring yet, though, are we?
Quite yet, I'd say. Winter, but yeah, comparative to a spring clean. And, I did actually at one point have to use a vacuum, and incidentally, vacuums are very cold places, and it's my next song on my list of cold songs is Vacuum by Gang Gang Dance.
Nice. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
That was the song.
That was Vacuum by Gang Gang Dance, dedicated to Chris Ambrose, who doesn't like songs that don't go anywhere.
And thanks for the message in, whoever did that. It was quite complimentary. I suspect it was Chris.
And also, Chris has informed us that apparently
we
the
really
rare,
do talk about Chris.
The Rare FM website.
It's because we love him in most ways.
The imaginary Chris. Apparently, the Rare FM website has a Trojan. And by
you
that,
mean a warrior, a condom, or a virus?
I think he means a virus. But
I see.
I'm intrigued more by the condoms and the warriors.
Mm. Well, yeah, me too.
I believe you're a bit of an expert in Trojan condoms, aren't you?
What? The Trojan Warriors.
Oh, sorry, I always get mixed up.
Although the condoms, warriors, any contraception, any military personnel.
Do you think they called it a Trojan condom because the Trojans wore such protective armour and Trojans protect you from various other things?
I think so. I think.
Whereas the Trojan virus is the opposite because it gets through your armour.
No. The Trojan virus is so cool because it. Can I just say, like, are we being a bit high risk, all this talk of condoms? Are we breaking out of our genre?
I think we're just recommending condoms.
I'm excited. I think we should start.
This is part of our AIDS cure.
Yes. What?
Remember?
Yes, promoting use of condoms is responsible. Be safe.
Yes, it's just the first step to glory.
Quite. yes. So I'm excited. I feel we're being high risk, cutting edge. Ooh, I just pricked our cutting edge.
You are a cutting edge man.
Oh, so thank you for that, Chris. That item didn't go as far as we'd hoped.
Well, hopefully the Trojan won't go as far as it hopes to in the Rare FM website.
Quite. Shall I
play a song?
I'm going to play a song, and I feel the genre soft rock is left woefully unexplored on our show. So I think I'm going to rectify that with a bit of Leo Sayer.
Marvel.
Just cut your fingers out of walking. That the dog.
Leo Sayer, you make me feel like dancing. He did make me feel like dancing, and we hope the listeners at home also felt like dancing.
But do you know what made me not feel like dancing? When I heard that Celebrity Big Brother was back on the air, which of course Leo Sayer was in a couple of years ago, and I think he went he went a bit insane and ran away.
I think anyone would go insane.
Has anyone seen him since? Is he AWOL? Just
who cares?
Is he living in a cave?
Hopefully.
Oh.
Maybe he's got all, like, batshit in that hair.
Oh, that's the second time we've said the Anglo-Saxon word for excrement.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if it's Anglo-Saxon, then that's fine.
Yeah.
It's our heritage.
Well, you could have said fuck, and then we'd have been in real trouble.
We would have. High risk.
Oh, shit.
Oh!
Right,
okay. Well, Leo Sayer. Who else is in the Celebrity Big Brother house this year?
This year?
Cisco.
Yeah, I was so excited. I have to admit, I watched the first show. I was Celebrity Big Brother just to see who was in, out of curiosity.
Well, I saw... Is it still on? Because I saw something like it yesterday.
Yeah, it's still on.
And I decided to watch it until I saw someone I recognised, which meant I had to sit through the entire episode.
Who was that?
Because, no, I didn't recognise anyone. I sat through until the credits. And then I watched Analyze This, Billy Crystal.
The only... Oh, great.
It was a slow night last night.
Good.
The only people I reckon I could actually recognise off it is...
Lady Sovereign.
And Lady Sovereign.
Which our friend Nick served her at his bar that he works at, apparently. Yeah.
Really?
And the Mystery Jets last night, apparently.
Indeed, the Mystery Jets were also in his bar. This is Bloomsbury Bowling Lanes, it's not some high-class shit either. I'm just going to keep saying that
okay.
now.
Okay,
let's do it.
Okay, so it's out there the now. We've opened the dam.
I chipped it.
You chipped it like...
Drilled straight through it.
Like Megatron in the first Transformers film. He damaged the Hoover Dam.
Mm.
And...
Let's stop.
I'm doing myself no favours.
Okay.
If you could do yourself some favours, what would they be?
Also, going back to Gareth Campesinos for the third time today, he sent out a good tweet, because one of Alec Baldwin's brothers is in there. And he's saying, oh, he must be in there because he's got a Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, that's magical.
Very good.
I think that's wonderful. Who said that?
Gareth Campesinos, who sent in today's dream about peeking up a second time.
Oh, right. Okay.
I have to say, I only know Alec Baldwin. I've never heard of any others.
Alec Baldwin was in The Shadow in, like, the 80s, which was quite good. And, of course, now is in It's Complicated with Steve Martin, who I thought had died, and Meryl Streep.
And he's also in 30 Rock, which you should watch.
Tina Fey.
Yes, indeed. Do you know what I think would improve Celebrity Big Brother?
A tiger.
Gas chambers.
Close.
So some element of peril.
Yes. I think they should get a sniper to go up on the roof and just snipe them all one by one. And whoever is last remaining...
Wins.
Yeah. Which is why my next song is called Satellite Sniper.
Very nice.
Okay.
Go. Thank you. Anthony Prince with Satellite Sniper.
Satellite Sniper.
So, it's a bit cold outside, which we've mentioned several times.
As did Rochelle's and Nina Simone.
As did anyone who's been outside can surely,
Corroborate.
Which makes me want to snuggle up with some loved ones, doesn't it? Make you feel the same, darling?
It does, honey bun.
Oh, dear. And, you know, I haven't had anyone to snuggle with except my duvet this holiday. Aww. How about you guys?
Well, I have my teddy bear.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not me.
No.
Though you do call me out sometimes.
You are my teddy bear, but I have an actual teddy bear.
What's he called?
Tristan.
Tristan, that's a pretty cool name for a teddy bear.
Yeah.
How old is he?
As old as me, presumably.
Really? As old as me, presumably.
Well, he was a birth present.
You gave birth to him?
It was bloody painful, but I did.
Especially as a baby.
Yeah, and the umbilical cord looked weird.
Umbilical?
Yeah, umbilical.
Umbilical.
Really? Umbilical?
Umbilical. American umbilical.
Interesting.
I don't think Americans don't say umbilical.
Well, it sounds more American to me for some reason.
Maybe.
Mm. American pronunciation
is odd,
darling.
Which links to our next band because they're American.
They are very American, and
you know, as much snow as we've had here, I'm sure they've had more in the States in certain places.
They've completely blanketed in snow, and this is.
Your microphone wasn't on for the whole of that.
I was wondering, he sounded quieter than normal. I just thought he was relaxed.
Well, maybe. Yeah. DeSalle is a pretty relaxed guy.
That's what I do.
He's like what do they call the people after hours when most people have stopped listening to the radio and they're just going to see the dawn in a very soft, mellifluous kind of a voice.
Just speaking to the truck drivers across the country.
And it's I'm not going to lie, you know, exciting.
Okay. You are lying.
Play a song.
Lying.
Play a song.
This is Animal Collective, Winter Wonderland.
Be the best.
we're so be the best. You're coming up with the worst slogans today. What do we stand for?
It's the armies.
Who dares wins.
Who dares? That's the SAS.
But it's not Rare FM, which is what this is.
True. But good radio. It's rare.
Hey.
And despite us coming towards the end of our show, I think we would like you to stay, wouldn't we, darling?
We would, dear. And it's partly because of that that I... Well, entirely because of
not,
that. That
not,
I,
not entirely because of that. Well, also partly
it's
because...
It's only a very it small...
It's the song that we're about to play is what Ollie would define as a groovy tune.
It's a very groovy tune. And I shan't lie to you, listeners. It's one of my favourites. Made famous by Peter Cetera, but made good by Chicago.
Made brilliant.
Made brilliant. Made divine.
Transcendental.
Transcendental, my God.
What did it transcend?
The Peter Cetera version. It's If I Leave You Now, or If You Leave Me Now, or If Someone Removes Themselves from Another Person at This Present Moment by Chicago.
If someone removes themselves from another person, just sounds play. A bit dodgy. So basically, we don't want any of you listeners to go away.
Just be responsible. That's all we're asking. Is that too much to ask?
Okay.
Take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, now, baby, please don't go. And if you leave me now, you'll take away.
Well, I mean, that applause was annoying, but perfectly warranted, given the talent of that fantastic band. That was If You Leave Me Now.
I'm pretty certain that was a lip-syncing job right there that we just watched. We played that on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Spotify's not working.
Because Spotify's not working. And we
and
don't.
We refuse to pay for music.
We refuse to pay for music.
No, we don't refuse to pay for music. That's a very bad thing to say.
Well, you say that, Rob, and yet we do all kinds of things on the show that aren't really official or accredited or accepted in the modern media.
Well, that's true. Okay. Well, last night we went to a gathering for our friend Alex's birthday.
Yes,
at the Grand Union in Camden.
My second time at the Grand Union, your first, I believe.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go in there. I've walked past it a million times. It was pretty trendy. I mean, it wasn't anything spectacular.
It felt like a trendy version of Wetherspoons.
Yeah, maybe.
That doesn't sound fantastic.
It was all right.
The trendiest thing was, did you go into the toilet at all?
No.
What happened in the toilet?
The mirror was like a black mirror. It was like really dark. It made you look really tanned, like you'd been on holiday. It was weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite cool.
So, anyway, it was our friend Alex's birthday, or it is coming up. Anyway, we were celebrating it last night, and I asked him if he wanted to request a song. And he said, play anything by Flight of the Conchords. So, my choice is Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor, inspired because... Did you guys go clubbing at all over the holidays?
I did.
Do that.
Were there too many dicks on the dance floor?
As always.
Yeah, there were the time I went as well. The day I got back into Canterbury.
Just perhaps before...
Especially
in Canterbury.
Before we play this, perhaps we could talk about how we each dance, what our style and influences are.
Well...
Rob, how do you shake it?
I don't really have any influences.
I let the
rhythm be my guide.
Mm.
That's how I roll.
Don't upset the rhythm, that's what I heard.
No, definitely don't upset the rhythm.
And Dessau?
I base my moves on Westlife.
Westlife.
You know, the slow stand-up and sway.
Stand-up for the key change.
Yeah.
So do you sit down at the beginning of every song and then stand up?
I try to,
So you always need a stool handy.
Yeah.
So it's quite inconvenient.
And three
a lot of
Irish
don't
people.
Accept it.
Mm. But well, no, but you know,
I throw a caution to the wind.
How to roll.
Mm. And what about your moves, Oliver?
Lyrical hip hop.
Lyrical hip hop.
Yeah,
it's nothing.
No. It is. Hip hop is a style of dance, quite aggressive. Lyrical hip hop. There's an increased musicality there, and I can express more subtle emotions through the mode of dance.
Okay then. Well, maybe we should each make a video to put on the blog. Of how we dance.
Mm. Never trust a man with woman's hips, apparently.
Really? Who said that?
I don't know. It's probably in a film.
Anyway,
I've got quite female hips.
You do have quite female hips. I'm having a hard time not looking at them.
Anyway, the fact that we all are willing to dance just reinforces the Flight of the Conchords statement that there are too many dicks on the dance floor.
Excluding the Tin Trains broadcasters.
We'll be right back.
too many
dicks
on the dance floor.
Indeed, by Flight of the Conchords. So we've come to the end, unfortunately.
Mm.
But don't worry, because there's still more good radio to come on Rare FM today with Edwin's show, Too Many DJs, at 9 o'clock. And putting falsifying the fact that the good radio is rare.
Yes, because it's not rare on Rare FM.
Indeed.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've enjoyed the show today. I think we've pushed boundaries. We've challenged...
I think it's...
We've challenged ourselves and our listeners.
Yes, we've subverted stereotypes. We've cured AIDS.
Mm.
Well, in the future.
Like Bon Jovi, we are halfway there.
And we're living on a prayer.
We are. I like to think we are.
Maybe.
Make a good point.
It's soft underfoot.
Say this show's possibly in my top 70% of our shows.
Top 70%, that good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Listeners, I hope you've enjoyed it. I want to thank Carol from Cranford.
Canterbury.
So scandalous. Great Christmas special. I also want to thank... Was Nick listening?
Maybe.
I love
Robin
the fact
was listening.
That
Robin was listening.
I mean, it's part of the... It's good, in a way, that our listenership is quite... I'm going to say exclusive rather than low, because we can thank them all individually, and I think we have a really nice community, and I love that.
I love that, too. Well, I don't think Ollie did, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've come to the end, and like any theatrical performance... The lights go out at the end, which is why
they dim.
I will finish with the song Out Go the Lights from the new Spoon album, Transference, which is out on the 18th. Buy it, and we'll see you next week.
You walk into the ballroom like the call for when the rain was right, and all them heads went left to right, then out with the lights. Was a break of time. Thank you.
Rob, don't go.
I think I got the name of Edwin's show wrong. I'm so flustered. I really gotta go.
Oh, don't go. Don't go.
Don't go, Rob.
I've gotta go, guys. I've got places to be.
Baby, please don't go.
Guys, I really gotta go.
Don't.
I've got to. I don't.
I want you to stay.
I've got to go. You've got to go too.
Take away the biggest part of me.
It's true. You take away the biggest part of me.
No, I've got to go. You guys got to get out as well, because I've got to lock up the
fine. Whatever.
Yeah, get out.
All right.